The following is an excerpt from the Science Magazine podcast. To hear the whole show, visit www.sciencemag.org and click on Science Podcast.
For many generations, including those of Charles Darwin and Thomas Huxley, scientists have been searching for fossil evidence of our last common ancestor with other primates. More recently, by comparing DNA, scientists have learned that our closest living relative is the chimpanzee. But of course, that doesn't mean we evolved from chimpanzees. Tim White is a paleontologist at the University of California, Berkeley.
We have no good reason to assume that we evolved while chimps didn't, and that the common ancestor was some kind of a chimpanzee. It was a common ancestor. We want to find out what it was. That's why we do paleontology.
And now, in 11 papers in this week's Science, White, along with 46 colleagues, present the fossils, data, and analysis of Ardipithecus ramidus, or Ardi, the oldest known skeleton of a hominid, a potential human ancestor.
What we're seeing here is something that we never could have predicted from either a modern human or a modern chimpanzee. The only way to learn about this creature is through the paleontological record.
That record shows that Ardi lived 4.4 million years ago, making it around a million years older than Australopithecus afarensis, the Lucy species.
We are another step closer to the last common ancestor we shared with the African apes. And so Ardi allows us to look at Australopithecus in a different perspective, but it also allows us to look back and have a new perspective on that last common ancestor we shared with chimpanzees.
Well, we've sort of known about this skeleton for, 15 years.
Andrew Hill is a paleontologist at Yale University. While the initial find of Ardipithecus was published 15 years ago, it's taken White's team this long to unearth all the fossils, reconstruct Ardi's bones, and analyze the skeleton and all the associated data.
And it's been worth the wait because it's very interesting. It's unexpected, as most new fossil finds are. But in the same way, it fits quite nicely in the context of other things that we know about. But it's not something you'd have easily predicted.
What you might not have easily predicted, according to Anne Gibbons, is that our last common ancestor was not even something that was chimpanzee-like. Gibbons is sciences correspondent on human evolution and author of The First Human.
In these 11 papers, they make a case over and over again, based on many different parts of Ardipithecus ramidus's anatomy, that the common ancestor was not like a chimpanzee or a gorilla. That knuckle walking and all these traits we think of as being very chimpy-like, chimpanzee-like traits or gorilla-like are the results of lots of evolution in chimpanzees and gorillas, that they've changed as much as we have since we had an ancestor with them 6, 7, 8 million years ago.
Now, 6, 7, 8 million years ago is much further back than Ardipithecus ramidus at 4.4 million years ago, but because the team unearthed more than 100 pieces of a single skeleton, including parts of the head, arms, hands, pelvis, legs, and feet, as well as fossils of many other Ardipithecus to compare them with, White says that means we can learn even about Ardi's social structure and how it, too, was different from that of modern chimpanzees.
In fact, you wouldn't have recognized it as a chimpanzee had you seen it. It lacked the knuckle-walking specializations that we see in chimpanzees. It lacked specializations for aggression and a particular mating practice that modern chimpanzees have. It lacked the specializations toward frugivory. It shows that all those things arose independently in the chimpanzee, and we have never been chimpanzee-like in those specializations. Instead, we each evolved from a last common ancestor that was a primate that can only be retrieved from the fossil record. We haven't found that yet, but right now, Ardipithecus takes us closer than we've ever been.
But you wouldn't have recognized Ardipithecus ramidus as being much like a modern human, either. Again, scientist Anne Gibbons.
The most significant ways that Ardipithecus ramidus differs from chimpanzees and humans is that it is living in the trees and it's walking upright. Now, the walking upright is one of the key defining traits of being a member of the human family. But then when they look at the foot, it also has a grasping big toe. So it was still climbing and spending time in the trees, probably sleeping in the trees, escaping predators, probably eating in the trees. But it's not swinging through the trees like a chimpanzee. It doesn't have adaptations in the arm that would allow it to swing under the branches. Instead, it was probably walking on top of the branches, holding, doing careful climbing as it moved.
And that challenges yet another notion of what our early ancestor was assumed to be, living in the savanna. But instead of evolving and moving out of the forest and starting to walk upright in the African grasslands, where there aren't many trees, Project co-director Tim White says all lines of evidence lead to the conclusion that Artie lived and died, a forager and an omnivore, in a woodland habitat.
Artie lived 4.4 million years ago on a very flat floodplain where sediments accumulated. And in that horizon that Artie was found, we also have the remains of over 6,000 other vertebrates. We have enough evidence from those animals, from their context, to say that Artie inhabited a woodland habitat. We have gone not just to the Artie fossils, and you can go to those fossils and look at the tooth wear, as my colleague Gen Sua in Tokyo has done. You can look at the isotopic composition of the dental enamel, as my colleague Stan Ambrose in Illinois has done. We can look not just at Ardipithecus, we can look at the monkeys, as my colleagues Steve Frost and Leslie Alesco have done. Colleagues all over the world from many different countries have gone in and examined the data very carefully. Data not just from the vertebrates, but we also have snails. We have fossil wood, fossil seeds. We have fossil millipedes. We have birds. We have very small mammals. And all of these very sensitive environmental indicators build up to a picture of a woodland habitat that's now been sampled just by geological forces where the exposures of this ancient horizon are present. It used to be very different from what it is today. It used to be a closed wooded habitat full of monkeys and kudus and with a few Ardipithecus. And 6,000 fossils plus all of the invertebrates and all of the other isotopic data from soils and things like that lead up to the same conclusion. And this is a very different conclusion, I think, than most people expected of the earliest hominids, because many people thought that bipedality and the earliest hominids had evolved in more open savanna settings.
I think that what this gives us for Ardipithecus rambus,
again, Yale University's Andrew Hill,
is an enormous amount of detail of what the animal looked like and the environments in which it lived. It may be as much as information gradually emerges as we know about, for example, Lucy and Australopithecus afarensis. The significance of this is that it's earlier in time, nearer the less common ancestor. And if we want to know what the less common ancestor was and to try and understand the forces that led to our divergence from a chimpanzee ancestor, this is much more relevant at the present time and is therefore in some ways more significant for that set of questions.
But, Hill says, that set of questions isn't resolved by Ardipithecus ramidus and the team's accompanying interpretation.
The interpretations that go along with it are very provoking. Some of them are undoubtedly true, I'm sure. Others will be topics of discussion for a good while. But the basic data, I think, is what really counts here.
This is where Ardipithecus ramidus is so important.
Again, science's Ann Gibbons.
At 4.4 million years ago, Artie shows us a creature that was walking in an intermediate way, developing upright walking, but it's not fully modern yet, and it was living in the woods. It wasn't living in the open savanna, it wasn't using tools, and its brain was the size of a chimpanzee. So this is forcing wholesale rethinking about the models of why we began walking upright, why we went through social changes that set us apart from the other apes and sent us down the path toward humanness.
Finding this much of a fossilized hominid skeleton is extremely rare. Typically, scientists find just a few bones or a couple of teeth. But with Ardipithecus ramidus, scientists have unearthed an enormous amount of data, providing what many researchers say is the best snapshot to date of a potential human ancestor. To see that snapshot for yourself, find papers or one-page summaries of all 11 articles in this week's Science. Online, please find the whole package of papers plus a video about Ardipithecus fossils and interpretations of them. You'll find it all at www.sciencemag.org/Ardipithecus. That's Ardipithecus.